Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Butch Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Frank Wills. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Darryl Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting sixth. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jay Pettibone. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne misplays the ball. That's an error on Gagne. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Wilson steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Wilson trying to get to home. Hatcher throws the ball into Laudner who tags Wilson who's trying to score from second, for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Pettibone covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Concepcion juggles the ball. That's an error on Concepcion. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Concepcion. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Concepcion steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Teufel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheridan hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is called out on strikes. Two outs. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Pettibone covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Way then drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ward out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Butch Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then takes first base on ball 4. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Way then. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Concepcion hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Bush moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a pop-up towards third. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bush scores. Gaetti moves to third. It's Royals, 1, Twins, 1. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheridan hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Jackson now pitching. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 2 in the game. Teufel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Teufel moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel pinch hits for Randy Bush. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pettibone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. White reaches second base with a double. Butch Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wathen hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 3 in the game. Akins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Joe Simpson now playing first base. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.